All these readings and carols have been impacting me differently this year. The events of the last 12 months have given me a different view on these familiar stories. Maybe for you this evening, a particular line or a lyric in a new way has made your ear listen or your heart feel. One phrase that stood out to me was from Luke chapter 2, verse 7. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. There was no. That could be a summary of 2020, couldn't it? There was no St. Patrick's Day parade. There were no large weddings. There was no church for nearly 6 months. There was no unnecessary journeys, no foreign travel, no visiting loved ones in care homes. There was no concerts, no mixing outside of your household, no birthday parties, no handshakes. There was no hugs. But let me just take a few moments this evening to remind you that there is hope. Because of Christmas, we have hope. These carols and Bible readings invite us to come on a journey in our hearts to Bethlehem and to relive the events that changed the world. To come and to see the child that brought light into darkness. Find the son who fulfills ancient prophecies. And to see a king who will rule with justice, wisdom, and peace. When there was no room for them in the inn, the miracle happened in a manger. We have missed out so much. We have missed out on so much this year. But make sure you don't miss out on the hope that Jesus brings. We all have a picture in our mind about what an ideal Christmas should look like. But in that first Christmas, there was no snowy scenery outside. There was no presents wrapped under a beautifully decorated tree. There was no family arriving wearing brand new clothes and warm coats. There was no table overflowing with food. There was just a simple stable, but in that stable was the Savior of the world. But what does it mean that Jesus is our Savior? As we get to the end of 2020, there is no doubt that we live in a broken world. Life is not as it should be. It's full of sickness, disease, death, injustice, anxiety, isolation, loneliness, depression, financial struggles, and uncertainty. But Jesus came not only to deliver us from those things, but to destroy them forever. Do you see the hope that was born? This has been more of a simple carol service, but maybe in the simplicity, it will cause us to come back to the heart of Christmas, which is all about Jesus Christ, our Savior. When our Savior was born, he brought hope. As our Savior lived, he showed us how to love. When our Savior died, he gave forgiveness. And when our Savior rose, he stood victorious. When our Savior ascended, he left his peace. And when our Savior returns, he will bring with him the fullness of his kingdom. The future is not uncertain. As sure as Christ came the first time, he will come again. All history is moving towards the coming of Christ's kingdom. And in his kingdom, there is no crying. There is no pain. There are no pandemics, no fear, no grief. In Christ's kingdom, there is no death. when he returns, it will just be endless joy, perfect love, family, community, peace, equality, and unrestricted worship of Jesus. Today, if your trust is in him, then that can be your future. You can have that hope today. All because long ago, a Savior was born in Bethlehem, wrapped in cloth and placed in a manger because there was no room in the inn. Let us take a moment and pray. Father God, again, we come this evening marveling at the miracle of the manger. Father, we thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your Son into this world to be like one of us, to show us how to live and to die for us on a cross, so that through his death and resurrection, we could receive the hope of eternal life. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would fill our hearts with hope. And in the difference and the difficulty that these next few days may bring, we pray that we will know your presence with us in a real and encouraging way. Father, give us joy, give us hope, give us peace, and give us love in the name of Jesus. Amen.